Welcome to Eye on Houston, Intercom Radio Houston's Public Affairs Show. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Today, we are talking with none other than Commissioner Adrian Garcia. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, always. And I want to start by just saying thank you on behalf of the many, many 90,000 plus Hispanic-owned businesses in this great county for all of your leadership and all you and the other commissioners and our judge have done to keep us safe as we reopen. So thank you for that. And let us begin just having a little conversation about the small business loan program that you initiated that got approved. Talk to us about how important that's been. And again, thank you for your leadership.
Well, thank you very much. You know, that loan, and first of all, let me just say thank you to you and the Hispanic Chamber, the largest Hispanic Chamber in the United States, for your leadership. And I could not have gotten my small business forgivable loan program up and running if not for your advocacy and support, encouraging my colleagues to vote in favor of it. So we got it done. And I'll tell you that early on, we had an incredible mission that we wanted to accomplish, and that was to ensure that we were flattening the unemployment curve, ensuring that businesses could stay open, keep their doors open, and obviously keep their employees on the payroll. That was an incredible chore to do, but we got it done. $10 million from county coffers were allocated to this program, managed through the Houston-Galveston Area Council, our council of government here in Harris County. And I'll tell you that even though we left the parameters fairly wide, meaning that businesses that had up to 500 employees, that had revenues not exceeding an annual of $5 million, at the end of the day, the program got to the place where I was most concerned about, and that is our small businesses, our family-owned businesses, our micro-businesses, because 80% of the people who applied for assistance have 10 or less employees. And so it just tells me that we hit the mark of where we needed to get to the most critically, and supporting those businesses. Like you have so many stories in your chamber, started off small, and then now they're incredible organizations and businesses employing many people. We wanted
and you did, and not only that, Commissioner, but you all made it easy. And I know personally that we had members who applied, who received the funding, and they send their thanks, and it reached absolutely those small businesses. Unfortunately, at the national level, as we have read and continue to learn about, much of the money from SBA and the PPP, unfortunately, went to some large corporations, which was not the intention. So bringing it home to Harris County, thank you for delivering on that. I know that recently, also, there are a lot of families who are looking forward to receiving Harris County Relief Fund money that was recently voted on just to pay for their basics. Talk to us about this relief fund program.
Well, you know, the economy has been devastated. We understand that and we recognize that. And even though we're opening the economy, we're opening up our society, so to speak, there are businesses that many people used to work at that are now closed. And so there are a lot of people who are struggling. And so one of the fundamental areas that is critical to a lot of folks is the fact that they don't have the money to pay for the rent. And so the COVID relief fund that we have also created just recently, which will go into effect later this month, is going to help those who are in most need to pay for their rental for apartments or rented homes that they may be living in. We want to do our very best to support people while the economy gets its feet under it and gets doors back open and new places for people to go work at. It's not going to be perfect. We're not going to be able to help everyone. But it is important that when we talk about those people who do the most honorable jobs, and many of the unemployed are coming from the service sector. They're the people who put our meals on our tables. They're the folks who mix our nice margaritas. They're the folks who clean our restrooms and clean our offices. We need to make sure that we are being supportive of them in their time of need. And so I'm very proud of the COVID relief fund that will be going into effect very soon.
Well, and we're very proud of you and your staff. Everywhere we're turning, we see you all distributing masks, food, providing support and guidance to them, and putting yourselves, you know, at risk during this global pandemic to serve your constituents. Staying in communication with us at the chamber as we try to provide resources and information to others. So we thank you for that. Interesting that we are currently going through this global pandemic. As a former sheriff of Harris County, what guidance do you have for those who want to be out there in support of what they find is an injustice during this global pandemic, and how do we remain safe?
Well, I'll just tell you that having been in a few protests myself over my years, I'll just tell you that it's invigorating to do that, especially when you're passionate about something. But the real work in creating reform, it's not in the protest itself. It's what you do outside of the protest. And it's just like I've told my daughter, she's been in a few protests herself, and we had a great conversation last night. She's holding me accountable to help bring reform to Harris County. But I've also challenged her. Have you become a volunteer deputy voter registrar? Are you organizing your peers and having them focus on these issues? Are you creating that dialogue at your level? And so the protests are good. They're important. They serve a purpose. But it's the work that comes after those protests that is most meaningful. And so I would just say that if you need to be at the protest, do so. I'm going to be at a march later today in LaPorte. But wear your mask, wear gloves if you have them available. But you know, carry some sanitizer with you and keep yourself as clean as possible. And when you get home, get change the clothes that you were wearing. Take a shower. That's how you're going to stay healthy in this regard. But I will also just remind you that after you've come home from the protest, and number one, please, if you see any instigators out there, do your part to stop them from what they're doing or report them. We do not need people who will create devastation and destruction. I witnessed the Moody Park riots. I was a young man because my church was doing a fundraiser in the park. I don't have to read a police report to understand what happened. I saw it. But I also remember Fiesta, the first Fiesta store in our community, up in flames. I remember seeing neighbors' vehicles turned over and in flames and burning. Bottles that were flying, people that were being hurt by all of that chaos. That's unnecessary, and that's not going to get the message that we need to get across. In fact, it could set us back in terms of the progress that's been made. So look for the positive ways, the constructive ways, to create reform and to make your voices heard.
Well, certainly we hope that people continue to wear their mask and practice social distancing. Once again, joining us today, Commissioner Adrian Garcia. Any closing comments before we move to our next guest, Commissioner?
Yeah, simply to say that I know that this is interesting times. Who'd have thought that Zoom would be this normal in our existence today? But I would just say to all who are going through this pandemic, we're all in it together, first of all. Secondly, be focused on the perseverance that's going to get us through this. Encourage your loved ones, your family, friends, your employees to do all the things that our medical professionals are encouraging to do. That's how we're going to shut this pandemic down, and that's how we're going to get our economy up and running again. And then if you have ideas on what we could be doing as a county government, I'm all ears. My mind is open. I need creative ideas, innovation, so that we can become stronger out of this pandemic than we were before. Thank you.
Well, and under your leadership and that of Judge Hidalgo and our county commissioners, we will do so. Thank you again for being a great friend to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Commissioner.
Proud of you, Dr. Murillo.
Thank you so much. And that was Commissioner Adrian Garcia. Our next guest is State Senator Kirk Watson. We'll be right back.